All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, hour three. Nice to have you. Sully and I just, when I walk behind a glass, I never know what I'm going to get into. I've just witnessed Rieger wearing a Mr. Rogers sweater. It's a lovely reset. But Sully was debating. I will allow you to go down this road. I just would like to say for the record that I'm doing it under protest. But what you were debating back there, it's kind of interesting and then it's very sad. But go ahead and I will give you a chance with this.
Yeah, this is something that we were talking about probably a little over a week ago. And it's something that Bogey and Wojo, we were kind of discussing yesterday too. But we're talking about Harbaugh. We always talk about Stafford. And it seems like it's kind of similar. It's similar with two guys that have underachieved, expectations been high, money's been a lot. And it's just a simple question of who's been more disappointing, Stafford or Harbaugh? Because I think a lot of people are frustrated with both of them
God help me.
A lot of people frustrated with both.
Define your parameters of disappointment before I answer this.
Disappointing meeting. You've had a certain expectation for this guy, and they simply haven't lived up. That's what's been disappointing.
So you have to be beholden to the hype.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yeah, the hype, and I think the money factors into it. You got two guys, Harbaugh and Stafford, that are extremely highly paid for their profession compared to other people. And I think it's very, very fair to think that both of them have been disappointing, especially lately. Harbaugh, another year goes by, not going to the Big Ten title game, not winning the conference, not going to the playoff, not having that signature type win. And then Stafford, of course, we've talked about Stafford at length all season. Just looks like he's regressed, not taken over games, and doesn't look like the same quarterback.
So just to be clear, people are not allowed to call up and say the hype is not their fault. You're being unfair. When I make my judgment on who's been more disappointing.
Right. It's just a simple question of who has been more disappointing, in your opinion.
Okay. You can throw the number out.
You can make the case for both. 248-539-9797.
There ain't no both.
You can't say both, but I'm saying you could make the case for either. But obviously, you're going to feel more strongly about one.
I do.
And that is?
I dislike both. All right. The issue for me is one guy is 10 years deep. The other guy's four. Now, Harbaugh's failure in the big moments has been so spectacular. And he came in with a level of hype I have never seen by a college football coach in my lifetime. That his case is very justifiable. But Stafford is the number one pick in the draft to have never won a playoff game, to have only made the playoffs three times, to have a record against teams with a winning record that is so abysmal, so embarrassing, it actually goes unrivaled. I think it's Stafford.
And both can't win the big game, right?
Right. I factor in what you've paid Matthew Stafford, the time you've given him, catering to his every whim. And what has it gotten you? I'm going to sit here on Friday and be praying that the Lions lose this week and to get the number four pick in the draft. With Michigan, they're at least winning football games, right?
Yeah.
You know, they're 2-2 against State. You know, they've owned Penn State. They're doing some things. Matthew Stafford has done nothing. There's not a single thing that I can point to and go, oh, this is where Stafford's delivered. I think it's Stafford. If you're forcing me to answer that question. Yes, let's go to Reginald Val Johnson.
No, it's Harbaugh. Harbaugh was hired not to do some things.
That is a dad sweater for the ages you have on.
He was hired to win everything, meaning Big Ten, national titles. That's what he was hired for, and he has failed in every chance he has had. So I have to say Harbaugh. Stafford, on the other hand, he can't control where he was drafted. He can't control that he was drafted number one overall. Harbaugh controlled where he went. He did. So I have to say Harbaugh has failed the most. He has.
I'm going to disagree with you as well, Mike. I think it's Harbaugh because...
Jesus.
It's Harbaugh because... And here's why. Because Harbaugh has more control over the team than Stafford does. Yes, quarterback's the most important position in sports. I get it. But Harbaugh has complete autonomy, complete control of the entire program, of everything. Stafford isn't on the field when the defense is. This isn't me making excuses for Stafford. It's what it's going to sound like. But if you have to pick between the two, Harbaugh has control over the entire team. Harbaugh was not brought here to not even go to the Big Ten title game, to not win the Big Ten. He was brought here to win the Big Ten. If you told me 4 years later Harbaugh will not even have a trip to the Big Ten title game, tell me that when he was hired and would have been pissed.
All right, so what is more egregious? 0-4 against Ohio State or Stafford?
Yeah.
Being 0-10 winning a playoff game. What is more egregious?
It'd be Harbaugh 0-4. Brady Hoke didn't even do it. Yeah. Harbaugh is the first coach in Michigan history to do that.
I agree.
To be 0-4 against OSU. So I'd have to say that. But both are terrible. You can't, I mean, both have been extremely disappointing. But Harbaugh, like I said, at least he... Yes, he's winning, but he's not winning the big game.
But dude, but that's the key. He's winning. Stafford isn't. Stafford has been a complete disappointment as a number one overall pick. It's been complete. And I'm sorry, but this is a league where if you have a big time quarterback, you don't go 7-9, 9-7, 9-7, 5-11. You don't do that. You don't do that. They backed into the play. He's really only made the playoffs twice. Because the third time they made it, it required the Giants beating a Redskins team who needed that game. The Giants didn't in 15. You got a gift. And you know what you did with it? You went to Seattle. You didn't even score a touchdown. Mike, to me, for $250 million and a decade of our lives, Stafford has been one of the most immense disappointments in Detroit. Like, I can't, I'm tired of it. Harbaugh, yeah, his disappointment is finite. He can't beat OSU. Can't win that big game. But at least he is winning something. Matthew Stafford doesn't win shish kebab. He don't win nothing. His record against teams with a winning record, what is it?
5-46.
5-46. You've got better odds if I dropped you into a bar only frequented by the most beautiful women in the world. You would at least get 5 phone numbers out of 46 attempts.
I would.
Pity or not.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
So I don't want to hear it. And I don't want to hear your excuses for Matthew Stafford.
Not excuses, it's just a comparison. Uh-oh. If we're going to say Harbaugh, okay, here's the thing.
Stafford is one of the great disappointments in the history of football. Not a bust, a disappointment. Yep. The ability was there, is there.
But you say Harbaugh wins games, okay? Here's what I compare a blowout win over Rutgers to. If you want to give Harbaugh credit for beating Rutgers, okay, then that's like Stafford padding all these stats in the fourth quarter. It's the same thing. It's
right,
Rutgers.
But my point is 5-46 versus a team with a winning record versus Harbaugh at least beats Penn State or Wisconsin or beats State half the time, etc. Mike, if I go down the line, and like when we talked to Chris Sims on the podcast, shameless promotion, radio.com, and of course iTunes. New episode out today, John Taffer, Bar Rescue. My point is...
And we asked Taffer about Stafford as well. No,
stop it. My point is, I said to Chris, I go, wait a second. What is the comparative for this guy? 10 years deep and has done Nothing. There is no comparison. We're not talking about Akili Smith or Jamarcus Russell, who are outright busts. We are talking about someone who we are gravely disappointed in. Stafford, to me, is way more disappointing than Harbaugh. I'll throw the number out. We can continue this. I'm fine doing it. But I am stunned at the lengths that you and Reginald Val Johnson back there continue to go apologizing for Matthew Stafford.
No. It's just frustration with Harbaugh. You can't flip it like that.
I can do whatever I want. I'm an adult.
4 years, no Big Ten title appearance. Every right to be frustrated, to be disappointed. Every right.
248-539-9797. Weigh in on this, people. Let's settle this. Sully in this corn cob topic. But I'll play ball. Maybe I'm just that bummed out about Matthew Stafford, but I think a 10-year resume of outright failure, an incomparable failure for someone who can kind of play, is way worse than 4 years of simply not winning the biggest game. 248-539-9797.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.